News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The return of international non-essential travel was launched here for us yesterday using the vaccine, the digital cert. But reports are coming out that many people passing through our airports were not asked for proof of a negative COVID test or vaccine before travelling. So what is the protocol and have we already dropped the ball on all of this? For more, joining me now is the country manager for Emirates Airlines, Enda Corneille. Enda, this is a story of some concern. I know it is day one. There may well be teething problems. But the whole reason for bringing in these types of protocols and rules was to, I suppose, have a safety measure in place for international travel. And now it looks as if it's hit and miss. What's your understanding of what should happen and why it isn't happening?
Well, good morning, Ciara. I mean, normally what would happen is that at check-in, a customer would have to present, obviously, their passport, their ticket, and a negative PCR test, if that was what was required, and now evidence of their digital cert before they'd be issued with a boarding card. Now, some airlines then will check again at the gate just to double-check everyone has their documentation. And that should be the process. And that's already the process for Emirates, for example. I mean, we require the passenger to have taken the to show us a negative PCR test that can't have been taken greater than 72 hours before the flight. So that we will ask for that at check-in, either in paper form or a photograph. And once we're satisfied with that, we'll issue a boarding card. But, I mean, we're checking documentation for customers travelling to all our destinations, because every single country beyond Dubai, for example, have their own specific rules and regulations. So there's quite a few things to check, and we would do that as a matter of course. But if you're flying to the US, you still have to go through the ESTA visa waiver program, and those documents are checked. So it should be fairly routine. This is just simply another document that needs to
yes.
be checked.
But you're saying it's really the airline's responsibility as opposed to someone like the DAA. So it isn't the airport's responsibility, it's the airline's to check these documents before somebody boards the plane.
Yeah, I mean, it's the customer's, the passenger's responsibility to have their documentation in order. And the normal run of events was that the airline would check it at check-in before they'd issue a boarding card. And in the case of Emirates, we would check it again at the gate, make sure everybody's clear, because, you know, we don't want any issues at Dubai or further down the road. And we saw this during the mandatory hotel quarantine. I mean, the UAE is off the list now, but when it was on the list, if you were flying into Ireland from Jakarta or from Taiwan, they actually checked that you had your reservation for the Crown Plaza at Taiwan Airport
okay.
before you allowed in the aircraft.
And just,
so it meant that the passenger arrived into Dublin, there was no hassle.
Emirates is obviously a long-haul carrier, but for short-haul, for people who would be flying around Europe on Ryanair or Aer Lingus or other carriers like that, they might have had done an online check-in, so they wouldn't necessarily be issued with a boarding pass at a desk as such. Could that be where the slippage is here?
No, because even to get on the aircraft, you'll remember, anybody who's travelling, you have to show your passport at boarding. So that's a point where all other documentation, such as either a PCR test result or your digital cert, can easily be checked as well. I mean, you'll often see people, I suppose in the good old days, pre-COVID, you know, with all their phones out showing their QR code where they had their boarding card, they'll have their passport. So an airline will check documents before they allow passengers on board.
Okay, so the last port of call should be generally at the gate when they do check your details. That's where it should absolutely have been checked. That's where, if there is a failing or a fault line, it appears to have happened. Look, thank you for that insight there. That is Enda Corneille there, country manager for Emirates Airlines. For reaction to this, we're joined now by Sinn Féin TD for Meath East, Darren O'Rourke, spokesperson on transport. Can I ask you, Darren, your reaction to this? It is a concern. I mean, you know, we spent a long time agonising over doing this digital cert. We spent a long time agonising over what it should, you know, contain by way of vaccines, previous infections, negative PCRs or antigens or what have you. And now they're not even being checked properly.
Yeah, I think there's certainly concern in relation to that. I think, you know, your point is the correct one. You know, the industry has looked for this system. It has been a long time coming, flagged since the 17th of March. And really what it's about is giving confidence to people that international travel is safe Insofar as it's happening, and to give an opportunity for the sector to reopen and to build that confidence, and to show that people who are travelling have a degree of immunity or protection, and you know, protection for themselves and for the areas that they're travelling to. There is lots of confusion. In fairness, it is a complicated system, and I hear the comments there. They differ to some degree from what we heard at the Transport Committee last week. Last week we heard that there is an enhanced role for the new passenger locator form, and I think we heard that from Ryanair yesterday, that you know, if you're vaccinated and you have your digital COVID cert, that will in fact be embedded in your new enhanced passenger locator form. So that's a check that's done there. The question really arises because we heard it explicitly at the Transport Committee last week, that your negative test result will have to be checked separately. And we heard yesterday that people weren't having their test results checked at any stage, and that is a concern. And I think it's just something that, you know, all of the stakeholders need to bear in mind, make sure that there isn't confusion in relation to this, and that that everybody's on the same page, because everybody involved wants to make this a success, and to build that confidence. You know, we don't want a scenario.
And do you have, when you hear this, Darren, do you have confidence? Because not only would it be an issue, obviously, for people who are exiting Ireland that are not being checked going off to other countries, but probably of greater concern to us is people entering Ireland if they aren't being checked before they come here. Indoor hospitality, we're hearing there's going to be a decision taken on that by tomorrow. So we may see tourists once more in our restaurants and in our bars from next week. You know, if they aren't being checked, if these safety measures are not being adhered to, would you have concerns about the safety of international travel?
Well, I would, but of course those checks are supposed to be happening, and I think, in fairness, Paul Quinn from Virgin Media did some service in terms of his highlighting his own experience and drawing attention to this, and I think there is an opportunity in that for the airlines and the airport authorities and government to ensure that they're vigorous and in their approach in relation to this, because it really is about confidence, and that has been a failing from government from the outset of this pandemic. They have failed to put the necessary checks and controls in place to give people confidence that what international travel was happening safely, and we saw what happened as a result of it. So I think it is really, really important that you know, people, that those checks are happening, and that people have confidence that they are happening.
And it would undermine confidence. I completely agree with you. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That's Darren O'Rourke there, Sinn Féin TD for me. And I should point out, Vincent, that our own Barry White, who also travelled yesterday to the UK for Freedom Day, also reported the fact that he was not checked either in terms of digital certs, etc. So there is a concern, and there definitely is an issue that needs to be addressed. If it is a leaky sieve, that is not going to be good and will only undermine aviation's ability to continue, I suppose, with international travel. But let us know what you think about it. 53106.